I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The City of Toronto is advancing the new inclusionary zoning policy to facilitate the creation of affordable housing in the city within the next 5 years. Toronto Mayor John Tory announced the city plans and initiatives last week that will be implemented to create and protect affordable housing. The legislation went to a committee vote on October 28th and was voted in to advance the policies. The Housing Committee, including Tory, approved a staff report proposing an inclusionary zoning official plan amendment, zoning bylaw amendment, and draft implementation guidelines. This proposed policy is one of the steps that the city is taking to facilitate the creation of affordable rental and ownership housing in Toronto. Tory's initial announcement mentioned three phases, as well as three reports that were under consideration. The policy will still go through another vote at the City Council meeting in November to fully be implemented. If this goes through, Toronto will be the first city in Ontario to implement inclusionary zoning. This means that the city can secure 5-10% of condominium developments as affordable housing, and increasing that number to 8-22% by 2030. Phase 1 is expected to begin in early 2022. Requirements for affordable housing will vary depending on areas around the city, with the highest concentration being in the downtown core. In the city's policy, rent and ownership prices will be based on proposed new income-based definitions of affordable housing, targeting households with an annual income between $32,000 and $91,000, a press release reads. According to the press release, inclusionary zoning is already used in 800 jurisdictions in the United States, Australia, and Canada. The target for these policies is approving 40,000 affordable rental homes and 4,000 new affordable ownership homes by 2030. Following the committee vote, Tory said, quote, "I'm proud to support our inclusionary zoning plan, the first of its kind in Ontario. This will get more affordable housing built for our city, and the one-year review of the policy and the committee supported today will ensure we strike the right balance. Moving ahead with comprehensive, equitable policies, such as the proposed inclusionary zoning, is the right move forward to ensure that our city supports its residents, builds inclusive communities, and remains vibrant and strong. I'm pleased to see Toronto leading this shift in development in Ontario. To ensure that affordable housing is consistently available and that affordability is protected for the future," end quote. Deputy Mayor and Chair of the Planning and Housing Committee, Anna Bailo, said, quote, "Implementing the inclusionary zoning policy in Toronto will keep us on the road to our goal of creating 40,000 affordable homes by 2030. Having a consistent approach to affordable housing development will ensure that building inclusive, balanced communities that support our residents are top of mind in all new development plans," end quote. More details on the policies and initiatives are expected to be released following the City Council's November meeting. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.